Looking back, do you remember the process God took you through on your journey to Him? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And today, Dan Keller gives us his own personal story.
I grew up in a God-fearing family and a church-going family. I often said growing up I had a drug problem. My mother drugged me to church every Sunday. My parents were very much God-fearing and church attenders. But there wasn't a lot of emphasis on a personal faith, and there wasn't a lot of emphasis on that aspect of it. But as I going back and look at my own life, I saw, as I retraced a lot of things in my own life, we often gravitate to that one person.
In retrospect, Dan recalls various people who made a difference in his life.
There's probably about 15 or 20 people had an influence in my life. And if I wouldn't have had those, I wouldn't have come to that point where I'd come to Christ. You know, all the way from third or fourth grade when Mrs. Lampe was my Sunday school teacher and shared some things. And I remember a time when a wrestling coach who had no apparent spiritual background or interest. I mean, he swore like a sailor and was all about winning. And we had a pretty competitive team, but the Athletes in Action came to a nearby university. And these guys are good wrestlers, and they talk about this spiritual, this religious stuff a little bit, but they're good wrestlers. And I remember going and that having an impact. So it's those little planting things. And I see the same thing happen in my own family's life, where gradually they come to a point where my family's come to know Christ and my siblings and my parents. But that was almost in a similar way. It wasn't one event. It was a progression of multiple events, multiple people, multiple conversations where they make little steps, and finally, you know, there is the day of harvest when they make a big decision and their life has changed.
That is exactly right. You never know whose lives could be changed by letting God use you.